36 after the hour here on NRAnews.com and Sirius Patriot 144. Did you know, by the way, that the World Vegetarian Week is taking place? Yeah, it's true. I didn't know that. But in Memphis, Tennessee, PETA held a Meat is Murder protest, and blogging about it, the gun blogger Bonnie from SqueakyWheelSeeksGrease.com. Bonnie's with us tonight. Bonnie, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's good talking to you again.
Yeah, good to talk.
Bonnie and I got to meet in Knoxville because you were one of the bloggers covering the NRA annual meetings, right?
Yes, in Louisville, I believe it was, actually.
That's right. What did I say?
Knoxville.
Knoxville. I'm sorry about that. Yes,
that's
in Louisville,
where all the
Kentucky.
Other gun bloggers live.
As, you know, I was just looking at my Google Talk, and Say Uncle is online. I think that's why I had Knoxville on my brain. But yes, in Louisville, Kentucky. Was this your first NRA annual meeting, by the way?
Yeah, it was, actually.
What did you think of it?
I had so much fun, and it was great meeting all the other gun bloggers. And, I mean, it was really informative. I feel a lot, if I could say this, I feel better about my choice to support the Second Amendment because I've only been doing it for a little over a year now, so it made me feel really good about what I'm doing.
What made you decide that you wanted to become active in supporting your right to keep and bear arms?
Actually, Virginia Tech is what really got me started. I started thinking about it because I was a student on a college campus, and I thought, God, you know, if that happened here, I mean, what would we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started reading up on it, and it made me so mad. I was like, okay, I have to get this out somewhere. So I made a blog on Blogspot, and then TD of Unforgiving Minute offered to host a site for me, like an official site. And it's like, okay, that's cool. So I decided to just go for it. So there it was.
So SqueakyWheelSeeksGrease.com was born.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, as I was reading your blog earlier today, I saw this this post about the PETA protest. Now, did this take place yesterday?
No. Let me check my original source. I actually got this off of a blog called Egotistical Whining.
Yeah.
And it's at animeg.blogspot.com, and I found it through Aunt B., who blogs at tinycatpants.com.
Okay.
It was a nice link. Jungle that I found this on, and you know, I think it might have actually happened in May.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. The post that I got this from was posted on Sunday, June 8th, so I don't know if it took place on Saturday and they were just late for it, because I know that Vegetarian Week is in May.
Oh, okay. Well, they,
I have no idea.
They may have been. All right, so we've got this picture here.
Yeah.
Of the PETA protesters. This is from the Memphis Commercial Appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting here is that the part of the story for this, the intern or the individual who's closest to the camera is actually a PETA intern named Sean Herbold, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And in the commercial appeal, they write that a sweat-soaked Herbold was actually talking to a police officer because a officer inquired about the well-being of Sean Herbold, and she replied that she was in pain and feeling nauseated from the heat after being wrapped in cellophane for 30 minutes. She also asked how much longer she needed to stay there. Ashley Byrne, a Washington, D.C.-based campaign coordinator with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, let her know it wouldn't be much longer and left her under the hot afternoon sun for 30 minutes more while debating with the officers.
There's a priority for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and not People for the Ethical Treatment of Interns. So
apparently, because, you know, interns aren't people and people aren't animals, so, you know.
A dog. The saying is a dog is a cat is a rat is a boy, not a dog is a cat is a rat is an intern. I mean,
pretty
interns
much.
Clearly are, you know, way down on the evolutionary ladder.
You know, I've been an intern before, and sometimes it seems that way, but I have to admit, nobody's ever asked me to do that before, so.
You know, I said earlier tonight, I mean, I spent a summer in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
It is. It's disgusting, actually.
It's hot. It's humid. I can't imagine laying under cellophane or saran wrap for an hour in the sun. And especially, you know, again, when the officers are asking about your safety and you're saying, I don't feel well, how much longer do I need to stay here? Frankly, I'm kind of surprised and disappointed that the officers didn't just say, look, protest is over. We're stopping this for their safety.
Yeah, my mother comments on my blog, and she actually made mention of this on a post that I made about my neighbors having a block party.
Uh-huh.
Because that's pretty common here. And the reaction of the police was to go to the wrong address twice and then report that they had told the partygoers to quiet down, even though clearly there wasn't a party at the address that they'd gone to. They just didn't, you know, feel like driving around. And that's a pretty common reaction with Memphis police officers, unfortunately. Not all of them, granted, but sometimes they just, they feel like, you know, they don't really, I guess, have the authority to do something. Like, maybe they're afraid of overstepping their boundaries, maybe in this case or something, mm-hmm. Or they just don't feel like they have the power to remove them or something. I have no idea, but it really irritated me reading that they stood there and debated for 30 minutes. Like, why?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, by the way, PETA won over any converts?
I don't know. If you go by the comments on my blog, people were saying things like, I would have gone to McDonald's and bought chicken nuggets and eaten in front of them. And, you know, I would have gotten some barbecue sauce and poured them on there. And I would have grabbed a bucket of KFC, a 12-pack of Bud, and a lawn chair for festivities like this. It's just, oh, my gosh, you know.
Well, now you know. Pencil it in for next year's World Vegetarian Week. And maybe
yeah,
PETA will
every
be better.
Year.
Apparently so. And yeah. Now you know where they're going to be. And bring a fan and some bottled water for the interns, though, will you?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's going to be a good idea.
I mean, if PETA's going to treat their employees so cruelly, the least that the gun blogging community can do is to give those poor interns a helping hand.
Yes, indeed, I agree.
All right, well, Bonnie, we're out of time, but it's good talking to you. And can we have you back on the show?
Definitely. I'd be happy to.
All right. And the blog again is www.squeakywheelseeksgrease. That's G-R-E-A-S-E, not the country grease, .com, right?
That's correct.
All right. Bonnie, thanks very much for coming on the program. It's great talking to you tonight.
Good talking to you. Thanks for having me.
It's 53 after the hour here at NRANews.com and Sirius Patriot 144. Tim in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania says, I think PETA may have lost an intern. Can we see that picture again for a second? I mean, when I was in Memphis, Tennessee, over the summer, this would have been the summer of 1991, I distinctly remember how nasty, hot, and humid it was. I mean, we're talking 90-degree temperatures with about 80% humidity. You'd step outside, and you'd just start wilting. You can see this poor intern covered in cellophane from head to foot. In fact, it's over, the cellophane's over her face. And again, the officers, you doing okay? I'm in pain. I'm feeling nauseated. How much longer do I have to do this? And then your boss from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Oh, not that much longer. Don't worry, just another half hour or so. Nada, can I get you anything to drink? Nada, you know, this is ridiculous here. I mean, I understand. No. You need to suffer. Because the animals are suffering. And so the interns have to suffer as well. Notice the coordinator, by the way. Oh, she looks comfy. Short sleeve shirt. Apparently a skirt or perhaps shorts. Yeah, she looks fine. She's not wrapped in cellophane because, you know, that's just for the little people. Hour 3 of Cam and Company is coming up next. Keep it right here. We'll be right back on NRANews.com and Sirius Patriot 144.